The Gemara, the sugi started on the Avzayinim and Aleph. The Gemara says, Kol Sheshmishi B'yayim Neilid B'yayim, which is Tarni Goylis, and the Gemara says, L'mayin Afkamina. And the Gemara brings Rav Mari Breder Afkana. Rav Mari Breder Afkana says, if you check the Kiddush of Tarni Goylis on Erev Yomtif, and you didn't find an egg, and the next morning you got it before Leis HaShachi and you found an egg, it's mutter. Because it's impossible for the egg to have been laid by night. I checked. So Gemara says two possibilities. Either you didn't check well enough, or maybe it went out roiv the day before and came back, and we have Rabbi Yochanan that beitza shiyotze ruba meriv yandav v'chazim mataris loich lebiyamtiv. Then the Gemara brings from Rav Yosef ben Sholem Arav that if you checked it and you found it the next morning, it's aser. So the Gemara says it depends. If there is a zacher, so then it would not be safna me'ara, it would only come from a zacher. And when there is a zacher, it's impossible to be by night, even if you checked. We'll assume the unlikely possibility of Yad Saruba or Leibadak Yafa. But if it's, there's no Zachar, so it was Safna Me'ara, it was Mischamim from the Karka, so then the halacha is that if you checked it, we do not assume the unlikely possibility of Leibadak Yafa or Yad Saruba, we assume it happened by night. So the Gemara says, then what if you didn't check? Why aren't we afraid that it happened by night? So the Gemara says, if he didn't check, so we assume it happened the day before. And why is that? Rashi and Tesis both say, because Raiv is by day. So if you didn't check, we assume it's by day. Tesis says, I to Davishesh the Matir. He says, still, it's Shkiach the Yelda B'yayim Yesimi B'layla, and therefore, we assume it was by day. So from here we see a big insight that a Davishesh the Matir, even though the halacha is that a davish shesh matinim, we say safek derabanan, you go lechumra. But now when there's a raiv, you go bas a raiv, and he says because it's lo yischazik isura. Now even though we have a klal of davish shesh matinim filalf lebatul, there it's a schazik isura. Now he's putting together bitul b'raiv and going bas a raiv, but he's saying that if you say by davish shesh matinim, you can't say bitul b'raiv, so that means raiv is not a factor by davish shesh matinim. So what's the pshat? We're going about the rave. The Torah says rave is not a factor when you know this iser. When you know this iser, then you can't go about the rave. But here, mecha tesed is iser. We'll say that it happened the next day, then you could go about the rave. So the Ran says, and from here we see halacha, that if it's the night of Yomtif, whether it's Yomtif Rishon, or even Yomtif Sheni Shalgolius, you are allowed to buy eggs from a guy. You don't have to be afraid that they might have been laid at night. Even though it will be safna me'ar, even if the hens were in a place where there were no schar, but we could assume that it wasn't by night. But he says, if it's let's yantif sheni shirash Hashanah, then you can't come at night because maybe it was the day before. Because by Rosh Hashanah we say, as we learned earlier, nol de bezeh, asura bezeh. By yantif sheni shagolis, when we know the halach is nol de bezeh, muteris bezeh, so if it was the day before, be muter. So, Mela, halacha l'maisa, maisa is negayim the times of the Rishainim, because Kam Rishainim bring it, the Mordechai brings it from the Bahag, the Rush brings it. You could do your egg shopping on the night of Yontif, and you don't have to be afraid the egg was laid by night. Now, that seems to be, to me, that seems like very, very mukhrich. What would be the difference? The Gemara's case was, you came to your own hen house, and saw the egg, kaidam alaysa shachar, and we don't assume it was by night. What's the difference in your own hen house? Or the guys. Without a hechrich from the badak me'esmol, we don't assume it was by night. We say raif. So who then you could buy from a guy. But what the Rishonim discussed, the Ran over here brings down the ikkar mefarshi, I think some bring it b'shem tosfos, that who then you could buy eggs from goyim even by day? Because you go b'sa raif. Most eggs weren't laid today. Of all the eggs the guy is selling, the ones fresh from today would be a miyat. So we'll go basarayv. So the Ran here brings the shita, and he says the chilek. If they come to your house, if they come to your place to sell the eggs, or they come to the market, then it's mutter to buy even in day, because you go basarayv. However, if you come to the guy's farm, so that's kavua. And by kavua, we say kol kavua kamach sal nachsa. But at the end of the third parak, the end of Ein Sadin, he also discusses it, and he writes that he would hold that to go to Chumrah. Because just like we find by Bittul, we say that Davar Sheish HaMatim Afil Be'elef Lo Batul, so who had been going Basarayv? We're not going to go Basarayv. But then he says, well, maybe it's different because of a Schazik Yisurah. The Magen Mishnah, the Beis Yosef in Semen Tavka Fid Gimel, brings down the Magen Mishnah. It's Hilchos Yonder Perek Dalach of Dal. He brings down the Rashi. But the Rashi we have there, it's in the Chedushim at the end of Ein Sadden. He also brings in a Veis HaKadosh, Shav Hesef Dalad. It says clearly that it's Asur, like the Ran is Mitzadet at the end of Ein Sadden. You don't go Basarayv by Davish Sheish Lametir. I think the Mashmois of the Rush and the Bahag matter you to go to the guy by night and buy eggs because we assume it wasn't laid by night would sound clearly that by day it's Asur. But the Mordechai Gradis has a different reason. He says, you know, it's a Sugya Psachim that says any time something is normally cleaned out, we say, Kamay, Kamay, Azal, Vahanach, Vesrei, Ninu. So by eggs also, normally they sell all the eggs that day. So there's no Rav that the eggs were from before, because all the eggs from before were sold already. So that's another time why it's Aser. But in the Etzim Halacha, Vaisei Sechidish Ladina, Machlekes Rishenim, do we go Baser Rav by Davishesh Matir? When you have the Chveis Teisha Chanuyais, nine are selling kasher and one is selling treif, and that treif is a davar sheish lematir. Let's say by Chadash, Shesod Shulchan Aruch Harav discusses that by Chadash you find the Ramah says you do go basarayv. Sounds like it holds like the Rishayim that you go basarayv. But that's the chayr of the shayla here. Do we go basarayv by a davar sheish lematir? Problem is, the Ran and the Rashba don't explain the Rishayim that are saying you don't go basarayv. What's the chilik between the rav that rav eggs weren't laid today and the rav that rav chickens don't lay eggs by night? By Safna Ma'ara, we know it's possible to lay eggs by night because we say that by Badak, we assume it was by night. By Loi Badak, we say it's Me'asmo because it's not so Shkiach. Says it's a rav. And the Ran explained, because since it's not a Chazik Yisuri, you go Basarayv. So why would that be different going Basarayv when you have rav eggs and a mutter? Maybe it seems a chil between a rubid the issa come on and a rubid the lesa come on, and not explaining klar what the vart is. So I saw the chazainish, the Maram Kaimis Ram Shteltsu a chazainish, it's an hilchiz demai, perik aleph eis tezvav. He explains like this. Everyone agrees by a chazik yisura, you don't go basarayv. That's me have a bittul. And everyone agrees that below a chazik yisura, you do go basarayv. And that's why by Safna Ma'ara, we assume it was by night, even though it doesn't have to necessarily be by night, but you go Basarayv. So what's the Machlekes? When you have a Ruba de Issa Kaman, does that mean that it's a Schazik Yisura? That means we know there are some Aser, there are some Mutter, and we're assuming it's from the Mutter. So that's called a Schazik Yisura. Even when you have called the Parish Ruba Parish, that's how you look at it. That's it's sad to say it's Aser. By the case of the Safna Me'ara Suah Dening, when did this egg get laid? We have no way to know. Alpi Rav, it got laid Erev Yontif. There's a miyad of being laid by night, but that's called the Schazik Yisura. We don't know if there's any Aser. But here, when there are eggs that are laid today, there are also eggs that are laid yesterday. Rav eggs were not laid today. But there are some eggs that are laid today, so that's also called the Schazik Yisur. Now, Shengen, the Rishenim, the Namata hold no. We're not danning on the eggs. When we have the Teruvus, we have to dan on all these eggs together. And some of them are Aser. That's called the Schazik Yisur. But when we have Kol Deparish, we're danning on this one right here. There's no Schazik Yisur. It's either Aser or Mutter. And the Din of Rav will tell you it's Mutter. That's like a Ruv, that'll be the same as Ruv Delasa come on. But we call Leis Chazik Yisur, and that's why it's Mutter. That's how the Chazanish understands the Machlekes. So it's Yisaynistik of Machlekes L'maisa. The way I'm setting it up, Aruba the Lesser Kaman, that's Mavur in the Gemara, you go Basarayv, even by Adavish Leishim Atirin. Aruba the Issa Kaman, we want to know what it is, a Kol De Parish, Meruba Parish, that would seem to be a Machlekes Rishayna. Now there's a tshuva of Itzel Petterberger, Pri Yitzchak, Chelek Beis Simin Yudches, and it's your Santa tshuva. He wants to know like this. You have an egg which was laid Bein Hashmashes. is a mutter or aser. Beish and elder biyantiv is aser. It's an elder erev yantiv, it's mutter. What if the egg was neinash mashes? What's halacha? So Pashas, you might say, Benesh Moshes is a Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Laila. It's a Suffolk, if this is a Beish and older Beyamtif. So it's a Suffolk, Davashesh Lamatirim. You say Suffolk Darban al Lachumra. And we have to be Machmer. But Zakhtar Abitzel, if it's a Beitza from a Zachar, if there was a Zachar around, and we assume it's from the Zachar, so of course it's Mutter. Because Manavshach. If now it's day, so it's Mutter. It's Nailadar of Yamtif. Elamai, now it's night. So if now it's night, it can't be late at night. So what's the shadow is late? It must be, if you see a hen of a zachar laying an egg at night, mutter, because it can't be laying an egg at night. And if it lays an egg at night, so you say that it was yatsaruba v'chazra. So mele it's mutter. So either way, if it's day, it's mutter because it's day, and if it's night, it's mutter because then it couldn't have been laid now, it must have been laid before. But the question is, what if you have a safna me'ara? So there it's possible to be laid by night. But normally we're not chayshish for that. But here we see it's ve'enash mashis. So the chayr, it's a safik, if it's yayim, a safik layla. So the chayr, it should be aser by safna me'ara. Or do we say that the roiv, that safna me'ara is not laid by night, maybe that tells you that it's not night. So it means a very interesting tshuvas Marie Bruna. Shua tshuvas, simekuf memtas. It seems like it was a riddle. He brings from the Marimi Rafferk, asked the riddle. How could you find an Isser, which is Neulad, next to an Isser, making something mutter? That was his question. Hechi mishkachas Isser, and Neulad Isser mashvihetter. So he says like this. If fruit would fall off a tree, benish mashes, or aser. So suffic. Maybe it's peris and ashram. Right? Benish mashes, suffic. By David Sheshem Matirim, Safi Debanon Vilachumra. Now let's say you have a peiris that fall off a tree in Venish Mashes, and at the same time an egg was laid. So it's an Isser and Eilat Eitzel Isser. So now the egg is Mutter, because if the egg is laid, obviously it's day. So it must be Erev Shabbos, because if it's night, the tiny girl is can't lay eggs. Kol Mashamish Ben Eilat B'yayim. So Nemela, the peiris and Eishim will also be Mutter. That's what the Mir Bruna brings. That's the whole tshuva, Simen Kuf Memtes. Sounds like a riddle. So you see, he's saying like this, that even though b'metzias, it's shayach for it to be night. Why? Because if it's safna me'ara, it's possible to be by night. And even if it's a zachar, it's also possible to be night because it's possible to be yatsaruba v'chazra. But since the roiv in both cases are not the way, those cases aren't shchiach, so memela, we say it was by day, and that would even work for peris and ashram. That's what Marie Bruna seems to be saying. Effective Itzel, it's a Pella. Because why are we saying that it's day? This Shleim, if the Shaila was only negayah to this minute, as not negayah, kolay stik halacha Shaila, good, we can machriya, that whether it's day, alpi, the egg being laid. But here we have a whole machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yasi, whatever it is, the halacha is, that from Shkiyah Sechama until the Chashecha, it's Bein HaShmashis. Well, now that the egg is laid, we're going to decide, that's it. Now we know it's certainly day, and we could do Malacha and Shabbos from now on, at this time? Of course not. Can't be Machriya, a Halacha question like that, because the egg is laid? So Elamai, you're going to say, okay, but for this egg, and for the Peris HaNeshim next, to we can Machriya. Why? Once you're not being Machriya, the broader Halacha Shaila, why even being mechriyat for this egg? It's a pella. Now he brings the Me'iri here, which seems to be saying the same thing. The Me'iri asked the question. The Gemara before said, "Kol tashvisha b'yayim ne'el b'yayim l'mayin nafkamina." Gemara said nafkamina for the tire negolas. So he wanted to know. So what's an nafkamina if kol tashvisha b'yayim 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 b'layil ne'el b'yayim 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 b'layil? What's an nafkamina for that? As Zok the Me'iri, the nafkamina is like this. Let's say a baby will be born b'yayim shmashes. You want to know when to do the bris milah. So if the dim would be that an Adam was only Teshmisha Belaila Neila Belaila, or an Adam would only be Neila B'yayim, so we know the baby's born Ben Hashmashes, it's B'yayim, or it's Belaila. But now that we know it's B'yayim, 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 Belaila, now we know, we can't figure it out from when it's born. That's what he says. The Chayav asked the same question. A baby's born Ben Hashmashes, so that's Machriya, the Kloliest, the Keshayla, because one baby's born, how do we not say that? He said, maybe in the Me'iri you could say that the Tanoim could say that. Maybe the Tanum could have figured it out from there, maybe. But the Meribrun is saying it lahalacha, that an egg is born veinashmashes, so mechriya from the birth of the, from the laying of the egg, then now it's yayim. You can't be mechriya the shail of a cholius. Even the Meribrun is not saying, oh, if the egg is born by veinashmashes, from now on, veinashmashes is yayim. See, he brings this a Rashi in Shabbos, which is mashma, every veinashmashes is its own suffix. Every day, when it actually becomes night, is different. I don't know what determines it, but there's a Rashi that seems to be saying that in Shabbos. Taisus argues very stark. But he says, I'm not doing Emma like Taisus. It's one Kholi Stikashayla Benish Moshes. You're not going to create a Kholi Stikashayla. So how would the Beis Hashanolda work? So he says that he thinks the Pshad and the Meir Bruna and the Meiri is that they don't mean Benish Moshes. If you have your clock or you're looking at the sky and you see clearly it's Benish Moshes, Avada is no achra, and he would neman then lefiza that by zachar it will be mutter, because even if it's night it's mutter, because you'll say it's yatsam ruba. By safanar watak it be yaser. It's a sveik of the dina. We know when it was born. But the case when they say bein ashmashis, they mean it's a cloudy day. You don't know this man. You know it's somewhere around. You have no idea. And now an egg is laid. So let's assume it's before shkia. That you could do. That's all they mean. But if you know Takis Benish Mashis, in Amzan Avad Tzasser, I just want to mention that this Shaila came up. There's a halacha by Hilchus Treifus that if you have a Suffolk Treifa and you wait 12 months, that's Achra, that's not a Treifa. Now, the Peskim say that it does happen, especially now, that Avad Treifa could also wait 12 months, and there the halacha is that we don't, not say on the 12 months, it's Avad Treifa. So we name it a Treifa. What's Pshad to live for 12 months? They deal with the kasha, but by a suffix treifa, we do go with the 12 months to say it's not a treifa. So there's a piske tshuvitz in Yeridei Simin, Nameis Beis, that he brings a kama chreinim that neman, that a suffix treifa 12 months waits, is even a sveik of the dina. The marshal, the shach, the prechadish, the primogodim, he's grace achreinim. They neman that way. But he brings achreinim that are very bothered, the emekalacha, the mudear, other achreinim. This shleim, if it's a suffix and mitzias, we don't know if there was a drusa, if there was an afula, if there was a shvirus etzim, we don't know. And we can't tell, there's no bedika for it. So then you wait 12 months, and now you know that what happened to this animal is not a treifa. But this is a sveik of the dina. It's a machlaikis, the Rambam and Taisus, it's a machlaikis how we paskin. So we're not going to paskin from this animal that lived 12 months, and from now on this treifa, we're always going to say it's mutter. No, we're always going to say it's aser, because we paskin it's a suffix, we paskin suffix l'chumra. So if we're not going to paskin the shayla b'cholis, why would we say this animal isn't a treifa? We know what happened to this animal. We know that according to Taisus, this animal is a vadei treifa. Well, according to the tzad, we know it's a sveik of the dina. So Mela, what does the 12 months help us? The 12 months not paskin the shayla. Sounds like a similar taina to what the priyitzlik is taining. But it is interesting that the Gdalei HaPeskim, the Shach and the Marshal and the Prichadish and Primogodim all hold that by Sveik of the Dina 12 months works, L'chaira, I don't know how to answer a Bitzel's Taina. It sounds like a very stark Taina. Now let's go to the next Sugya. We have the Machlekes B'Shameh Bitzel, that B'Shameh says, Sor B'Kazayis, Chomets B'Kasevis, Bitzel Sezevizet B'Kazayis. And the Gemara discusses it, what's the reason for B'Shameh? Because why the Torah have to write Sor? If you write Chomets, we'd have a Kal V'Chaimer. If even chametz, it's ein chametzer kasher b'gazayis, so sar, which is chametzer kasher, it's so chametzdik, so kol shken it's aser. Kol shken it's b'gazayis. Elamai wrote it to tell you shur shilzeh like a shur shilzeh. That's the Gemara. And Beisilel has a tzrichasa, and Beisilel has a basuk, pasuk achmana b'sar, v'sayim b'chametz, against the Gemara. So Beishu has a kasha. And ain't shim in a din. How could you say, I don't have to write sar, I know it already from chametz? You know it from a kav v'chaymer, and ain't shem in adin. What's the pshat? So originally, Pei Yeshua says, well, there is no malchus in lo yirav lo yimatzah, and that's for two reasons. First of all, it's a lav shem b'maisa. Second of all, the Gemara calls it, in Marim Sachem of Tzandakei, it's a lav anitik la'asei. So we made a little whole bal yirav, bal yimatzah for eating, for bal yirav, for having chametz, is not negay for Malkus, negay for Isser. So for Isser, you could have a Kal V'chaymer, Pasha the Teretz. But fact to Pei Yeshua, so what do you mean there's a Shir Kazayis, a Shir Kesevis? if you're not getting Malkus anyway, so then what's the Shia? We know that Shurim of Malkus. For Yisurim, we say Chatzi Shia Asim in a Torah. So how's it Shayach that you don't get Malkus of Bali Rabbi Bali Matzah, there's still a Shir Kazayas, a Shir Kazemis? If you get Malkus, we understand. Malkus needs a Shir, and the Yisur is even Kalshu, Chatzi Shia Asim in a Torah. But if there's no Malkus, so what's the Shir? As I like to play Yeshua, there's no din of Chatzi Shia Asim in a Torah for the Yisur of Bali Rabbi for having Chomet. So he says the reason is because it's only by Suri Achila. Because there, even though you don't have Anos Meyav, this is what he says. The Shir Kazayis is for Anos Meyav, for your stomach. But for your Anos Greinai, for your mouth, then it made a lesson in Kazayis is also a Chashivas. So Meyav is some Chashivas. Mechametz, lesson in Kazayis, having it doesn't have any Chashivas. So he's saying stomach klal. The Chatzi She'asim in Atayr is only by Suri Achila. I gotta have a aura. The Rashi in Masechta Shabbos Nafayin Dalad Amin Aleph says clearly that by Melech Shabbos Chatzis Shia is Asim in a Torah. So you see, Chatzis Shia is Asim in a Torah Melech Shabbos. It's not by eating. But there's a famous Shagasai. It's in Sim Pei Aleph. He says a Gavaldi Gesvara. Why there's no din of Chatzis Shia Asim in a Torah by Chametz, by having Chametz? Because he says, what's Chatzis Shia Asim in a Torah? It's because of Chazilitz Drufe. That's the Gemara in Yuma. Because when you eat half, it can messiah with another half, and then together you have a whole shia. So anytime it's chazil, it's jufe, that's why it's asim in a Torah. The Gemara says that's a svara. Even the Gemara brings a pasuk, and the pasuk also could be telling you, al chazil, it's jufe. So here, by eating, if you eat half a kazayis, so now it's very negay the half a kazayis you ate. Because if you eat another half a kazayis, then you ate one whole kazayis. Between everything, it's a kazayis. So this is contributing to the kazayis. But if you have half a kazayis of chametz, that's not chazlitz drufe. It's meaningless. You'll never, this having this half a kazayis is never going to help you have a shir. Why? I can get another half a kazayis. Yeah, but then you'll have a whole kazayis. So from then on, it's not the pshat, me having it now is mitzdarif. Me having it then is mitzdarif. I have to have it then, together with the other half, that is a Fashiyah Shalim. But when I have the Chametz now, the half of Kazayis, that's worthless. Because that's the Shir, to have the Kazayis of Chametz. So by eating, you eat in parts. You eat first the half of Kazayis, then you eat another half of Kazayis, and then it's Tarif to a Shir, it's Chazas Trufe. By having Chametz, having it means having it at the same time. You can't first have half of Kazayis, and then have another half. If you have half a kazayis, let's say you destroy it, and then have another half, that avada won't be mitzdarif. Having them together, that's the iser. So till you have the other half, this is nothing. This is not chazilitz trufe. Your maisa now is not chazilitz trufe b'chlal. Your maisa now can't be mitzdarif to anything. You need your maisa then to be mitzdarif. That's why you don't have chatzis she'asim in a Torah by chametz. That's a shagasai svar. So I'll go upon him. Whatever it is, I think that the sugi in the third parak of Pesachim, the sugi of Batzik Sidreva, also is mashmal, at least according to Kamari Shainim, that there's no issa to have half a kazayis of chametz. Balakapanim said, that makes sense then. The din of kazayis and kesevis is not negay to malchus. It's negay to isser. And by isser, we do say kalvachaymer. There's no din of ein ancient min adin. But the play Yeshua and the Shagasai, another place, that was the Shagasai and Pei Alf, Shagasai and Pei, they both ask the same kasha. The Rambam says you do get Malkus and Bal Yiroah. The Rambam says that if you buy chametz, or you mechametz and isa, you put together flour and water and let it become chametz, you get Malkus. So that's a maisa. First of all, we said two reasons why not get Malkus. One is lav shein b'maisa, and there you have a maisa. And we said a second reason, lav shenit deglasei. So apparently the Rambam doesn't hold to lav shenit deglasei. There's a shtickel from Reb Chaim on the Rambam. Chedushim Ein Chaim Alevi El Rambam. Hilchas Chametz Amaseh Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel. He explains that it's totally if you hold Ein Bia Chametz El Ashreifa. If you hold Ein Bia Chametz El Ashreifa, so then there's a positive assay to burn the Chametz. Then you'd say it's a Lavanitic assay. But if you don't hold Ein Bia Chametz El Ashreifa, you hold Ashreifa B'chol Dover. So then the assay is, it's just an Isser assay. It's not a positive assay. It's not a Mitzvah asay, kum asay, to burn it. It's an isser asay to have it. If you have chametz, you're over on the lav of leirah. You're also over on asay of teshmisu. But it's not a lav of nitik la asay. That's a b'chaim shtickle. But either way, The Rambam is before not like the Soshtikl. The Rambam, you do get Malkus, assuming that you do a Maisa. So Melo, we're back to the same question. According to the Rambam that you get Malkus, so how could Beis Shammai say, we don't need Sar, it's a Kal V'chaimer, and then Shemin Adin? So the Yeshua says, he would learn the Gemara, that it's not really a Kal V'chaimer, in other words, it's two Isurim, there's an Isur of Chametz, there's another Isur of Sar, and Sar is a Kal V'chaimer from Chametz. Now, the Kal V'chaimer is that Sar is B'chlal Chametz. If even Chametz is Chametz, so Sar, which is much more M'chametz, is Kalshkein Chametz. You don't have to specify Sar, he still says you do, because Sar is not royal achila. According to Beis Shammai, you don't have to specify it. But it's not the pshat that it's a Kal V'chaimer to make a new Isser. Then you say Nein Shemin Adin. It's a Kal V'chaimer that's Nichol and this Isser. There, that's not a problem in Nein Shemin Adin. It's one Isser. Yeah, L'chai Rech the Gitaritz, but the Beis Shua says the Gemara is not mashed away. Rashi is not so mashed away. Shagis Ayis Teretz is, I mean, he looks at the kasha on the Rambam. Within the Rambam, you could say you don't get Malkus on Balyro and Balyamatzah, so everything's fine. But if the Rambam, the Rambam says, in Hilchos Macholos Asuris, that there's no lav in the Torah for any other behemoth Tmeya other than these four. You have an assay, right? That has Mephesis, Pashas, Sashas, Isa Techelu, only that, nothing else. Then you have a lav for Gomel, Aneves, Shafan, the ones that have one simon chazir. So he says, the other ones are a kal v'chaimer. If even one simon you get malchus, kolshkein, the other, kolshkein if you don't have any simon. So for the Magid Mishnah, Ein Shemin Adin. And for the Magid Mishnah, once you have an Isser Asay, so you know it's Asr, then you don't have any problem with Ein Shemin Adin. And Ein Shemin Adin is when you don't know it's Asr, the din is being mechanish the Isser, so it can't be mechanish the Einish. If you already know it's Asr, then a kal v'chaimer could tell you an Einish. The fee that you said, here also, Teshmisu is an Isser Asay. Teshmisu tells you, Mechuyev, to get rid of the Chametz. So you already know it's Asr. Once you know it's Asr, so a Kal V'chaimer could tell you that you get Malkus. So the Ram Moshitasa is good. That's what Shagas Ayah says.